friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Exhausted.
Me too. We just got back from Vegas. It was fun. It was a good time.
It was fun. And if you want to hear about that, you're going to have to go on the Patreon.
We will.
Sorry.
We do have a bonus episode on there about it.
Yeah.
It'll come out this week.
Yeah. So we got a bonus episode talking about all our shenanigans in Vegas, but it was a time.
Yeah, dude, we post on the Patreon quite a bit different behind the scenes content. This is an easy way to plug it.
Yeah.
What else? Dude, if you guys want to watch my Disneyland vlog that we filmed, Britney's in it for a good 20 seconds, but you get to see...
my birthday vlog.
Yeah, we went to Disneyland for Jerby's birthday, so you get to see us go on all the rides, and then you could see us fucking cackling and laughing and being stupid the whole time.
Rich is just mumbling and cackling.
What more could you really ask for if you really think about it?
So we just came back from Vegas. We've been on the road for what feels like 20,000 years.
It feels like you, me, Billy, and Adam were a band.
Shit. The world's worst band. I feel like I haven't been home for more than 2 days in like a month and a half. And that's probably because it's true.
And guess what, guys? It feels bad.
I've been away from home
base.
Does
not feel good. But anyways, we're back home for at least 2 weeks. I'm very excited about that. I hope I don't, like, honestly, I was like, I hope I don't have to see Drew for at least a couple of days. Even though we're probably going to FaceTime tomorrow morning.
Yeah, for real. Like we always do. But, you know, even, like, we just got back from Vegas. We celebrated Billy's 29th birthday.
Woohoo!
And his brother Jared's 23rd
birthday. Woohoo!
So, very fun. Had the best time ever. If you want to hear more about Vegas, make sure y'all subscribe to the Patreon. But it was a time. But we did get back from New York. And then we had... maybe 6 hours, and then we had to go to Vegas. So it's like gets weaker every time
because I didn't want to go, but it was actually really fun.
It was. We had just been gone a lot for work, which is always like a good thing. It's never bad to be busy, but it is bad to not sleep and not be home for too long. So thankfully we will be home for a minute, thankfully. But yeah. Feeling exhausted, but feeling good.
And then also, you guys, this weekend, you'll get to see our final Halloween costume.
Yes. So many of you loved our Emperor's New Groove costume. Yeah. It was a big, big hit.
You guys, I've wanted to be Cusco for Halloween
years.
Like 100 years of my life. The Emperor's New Groove came out on my birthday. That's one of my fun facts when I'm in a circle with people.
That's true.
As I tell them, the Emperor's New Groove came out on my birthday, and no one knows what movie that is.
And I find that to be disrespectful and against
just
God,
a little
personally.
Bit, just a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, it was really fun.
It was. It was very
Nancy,
fun.
Nancy. I think we talked about this on Patreon, huh? Nancy Elizabeth on Instagram, she made our costumes and they came out so cute and I loved them so much.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, you're right. Yes, that is true. And
actually, it might have been in the last episode.
Maybe. You guys tell me. I don't even know anymore, okay? My timelines are all crossed.
Dude, sometimes you guys are crazy and you'll write in the YouTube comments, what episode did Drew... I don't know. I don't know what episode you're talking
Honestly,
about.
Honestly, one of y'all would know better than me.
We need a master archiver to, like, make a glossary. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's like a highlight reel.
Like in the back of the science book, you look up the word, like, whatever. Yeah,
and it tells you what page it's on.
We need someone to do that. Or like in a yearbook in high school, they have all your names with the page. We need someone to do that.
Yeah, when do you get to work? Make yourselves useful.
Please, for once. But anyways, I don't know. You guys ask me all the time. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
what episode did they talk about? I couldn't tell you.
I wish. I was there and I couldn't even tell you.
Because
you
know what, too? Because a lot of them will be like, oh, what's the story? What episode did Drew talk about? This is my example. What episode did Drew talk about the guy throwing the trash? That story will make me laugh no matter how many times I listen to it, right?
Dude.
Those videos. I couldn't tell you because they're not even in the dating episodes. It's like in a random one.
Dating? It's not in Dating Horror Stories?
No, I don't think so. Whoever's our master archiver, get to work and let me know. But I don't think it is.
Literally, if you guys want to continue to have a residency here in the ACU,
yeah,
then you're going to have to get
to
work.
We need someone to get to work.
Gonna have to get to work, all right? And no, you can't unionize. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. But anyways, all that to say, I don't know.
Yeah, not sure. But Our costumes were a big hit. Y'all loved them. I love that y'all loved them. And I love that y'all love that movie as much as we do. It's one of our faves. It's very, very funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah. So it's to this day, it's one of our faves. So very, very happy that y'all liked it. And we do have one more. And this next one, no one's going to get literally at all unless they are over the age of at least
30.
Not even 30, because I know what it was.
Well, Adam did.
Yeah, because he's old. Someone clip that and send it to Adam. Someone clip it and put it in Instagram stories and send it
to Adam. That's why he won't come on the podcast, because he's so old.
He doesn't understand. He gets scared when new technologies are in front of him. I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, I you have to at least be like 28, I feel like, to get the...
Maybe. Even then, I think that's stretching it. I think a little bit older.
But I'm 28.
I know, but you're 58 at heart, really, if you think about it. So I think you have to be in your late 30s, early 40s to...
No, no. I mean, yeah, you would for sure know that, but Adam's not in his late 30s.
No, I know, but he's weird. I'm just kidding.
It's just us talking shit on Adam.
That's the thing of this week's episode. I honestly don't know. I hope a lot of you do know what it is, but I also don't care, because I think it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, it's what we want to do, so obviously like we're gonna do it, but like I hope some of you get it. I will put references so you guys can, like, maybe your parents will get it. But yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm excited. It's gonna come out good. I'm excited about it.
Do you have any funny, because our theme for this week is funny Halloween stories, as we're talking about Halloween costumes. Yeah. Do you have any funny Halloween stories off the top of your head?
I have
a couple. I don't know if you saw Teffy posted this thing where she's, because obviously our friend Teffy, she grew up in Miami. Mm-hmm. So she said she didn't know that little kids when they go trick-or-treating that lived in colder states, that they would grow up wearing coats with their costumes. So she's like, if you're Spider-Man, why are you wearing a coat? And they're like, because it's fucking snowing outside.
Yeah, she said her friend was like, because I lived in fucking Michigan.
Yeah. So. And I told her literally this was like Drew's Roman Empire every year, was to convince my mom she didn't need to wear a coat.
Yeah.
And that my mom should buy the exact like heels or whatever clappy shoes that match the costume. Yep. No boot covers, buy me go-go boots.
Yeah, when dude, 1 year Dace and I were go-go girls, but we're just like, what would you call them? Just like...
Like 70s.
Like, yeah, like 70s girls. It's kind of like Austin Powers.
My dress was green.
And mine was pink.
Yeah. And we had little like hats.
Yeah, they were like little like paperboy hats almost.
But it had the big bubble. I don't know what you call that type of hat. But
and
yeah.
Then they were like a pleather, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like a turtleneck. It was like a cute
It was like a mock neck. It was really, really cute.
Yeah. And so we were matching. I remember my mom put makeup on me and I was living, bitch. But when we got the costumes and I saw those boots weren't real, I said, what?
She's like, what are these?
Yeah.
My mom goes, they're boot covers. I'm not wearing these.
Yeah. And I was like, that's not what the girl's wearing in the picture. And my mom goes, I know, because it's like, she's like, not, I know, real,
because you're 5 years old and I'm not buying you real, like, go-go boots.
So I'm not gonna buy you a knee-high white platform
white boot. Latex go-go boot. I'm just not.
Yeah, she was like, you'll be okay in the go-go in the boot covers. And I was so annoyed about the boot covers like all night. I was like, I know that these don't look like boots, but like they're supposed to be white boots. But it's so funny because I wasn't going to wear them because I was like, they're so silly. I'm not wearing those. And so Dayson puts them on because she's a rule follower. So she puts them on. And then I saw that the outfit looked better. And I was like, all right, I'll fucking put them on.
Yeah.
But I put them on. And then I was like bitching and moaning about it as a child. But then when my mom was taking pictures, I was like.
Yeah, literally. Full fantasy. And then my mom's like.
I was serving
it. My mom's like, okay, after the pictures, you have to put your jacket on. And Drew's like, no. Every year
I'd be like, I don't need it. This is why I don't need a jacket. And I would give my mom like a whole rundown.
And she's like, okay, put it on. When you get hot, you can take it off. We didn't get hot the whole time.
No.
Wearing the jacket the whole
night. That was my mom's deal with me. She was like, you're gonna wear it, and if you get hot, I'll let you take it off, but then you're gonna have to put it back on when you're not hot anymore. I'm like, okay. And she knew full well I wasn't gonna get hot because it was fucking cold outside. So like she knew I wasn't gonna get hot. So she was like, okay, I'll make a deal with you.
Yeah.
And then that wasn't the case.
One year I was Maleficent. And I remember my mom did my makeup for that. And I felt I was all like.
Yeah. That was a Halloween party at preschool.
I feel like every gay kid was Maleficent. Please let me know. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
And I was like a princess. Like I wanted to be a princess all the time. But I was like, I remember my dress was like pink and had lots of tulle and shit. And I was like, yes. Right. Anyways.
And I wanted to be something evil, of course.
I don't know. I always wanted to
feel like I picked that. I feel like my mom picked it for me.
No, because Dayson was so like. you guys know at this point, like, she was so like, I don't care, what do you want? And it's, my mom's like, it's Halloween, you pick.
And but I remember my mom picked that and I didn't care. So I was
no, like, okay. So she was, she would always look to my mom to like help her, and then my mom would be like, what about this, what about this? And she'd be like, you know, because she's the just like eyes wide.
The costume I wish I got to do when I was little was to be Queen Amidala. That's like my dream costume.
That is true.
Next year I'll do it.
And I remember with Maleficent, she was like, okay. And then this is a perfect example of who we are.
Do you think I had a crush on Queen Amidala?
Probably.
Because I had a pretty big infatuation with her.
Yeah, you sure did.
Not Padme. Like when she wasn't in, wasn't in drag, I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, when she had the white face though.
With the red.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
And the big hair too.
Yeah.
I remember, I'll give you all another parallel, and this is how it worked with everything, costumes, anything. When we were kids, my mom could do like any hairstyle because my mom was a cheerleader, so she could do all kinds of hairstyles. And so like whenever she'd make Dayson go first because Dayson was always up, like we've talked about before, I was so grumpy and not a morning person, especially as a child. And so she would get up early and be ready to go. And my mom would be, okay, what do you want to do with your hair? And she'd be like, I don't know. And then my mom would be like, okay, like, do you want this? You want this? And she goes, yeah, that's fine. So then she would just do something really simple because she didn't want any. She didn't know what she wanted. And then I would go and I'd be like, I want 2 pigtails and 2 braids and I want them braided together. And I want breadth right here, and right here. And I want them all to be pink. Like, I was very specific about what I wanted every time. And so then my mom would do my hair, and then Dayson would be like, well, that looks so cute, and now mine looks like this. And my mom was like, I told you that. Every morning we did that, like that same routine. The same thing with costumes. I knew exactly what I wanted to be and what colors and what this, this, and that. And Dayson would be like, I don't know, what do you want? And so then my mom was like, well, what about Maleficent? Like, you like that movie? And she was like, okay. And then I picked mine, and I was like a big pink tulle princess. And Dayson was like, well, see, now Drew's something cute, and now I'm this. Because all of Dayson's hair was in that hat. She was like, well, no, it's just like, no, I have this on and Drew gets to be a princess. And my mom was like, you guys are driving me crazy.
Yeah.
And that's just because I'm a Virgo and Dayson is painfully shy.
Yeah. So like, I think one of my favorite costumes I did in preschool, I was Megara from Hercules.
Yeah.
And I had the purple dress. My mom put my hair in a high pony. True. And I was obsessed. And that was like half my personality was that costume.
True.
And mommy was telling me that.
Another person you had a crush on.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. But I remember I was wearing it, like I would wear it around the house and like pretend in it. And then Drew would be like, okay, my turn to wear the dress. And I'd be like, no. And then mommy would be like, okay, when Dayson goes to take her nap, you could wear the dress. And she said that Drew would be like, okay. And she goes, and Drew's going to fall asleep first because she always did. So I never had to let you wear it.
My mom's just the master at like being like, okay, like mediating the two of us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Dayson was Maleficent. I remember my mom said like, when we went to that Halloween party, because I was like preschool, I wasn't in preschool yet.
Yeah, when I was Megara and Drew was
No, Maleficent. That was when we had that and I wore the pink outfit. That's when we went to the preschool party and mommy said I wasn't in school yet.
No, I was Snow White that year and you were that one.
No, dude.
Okay, it's okay. Keep telling the story.
Either way, okay, either way. We went and I just remember I was a pink princess.
Okay.
Your costume is up for debate. So we go to the party and then my mom said like, you would have thought that Drew's been going to that school for years. Because I was like walking around being like, what's up, guys? Like I was talking to everyone and I was mingling and making friends. Mm. And Dayson was like standing behind my mom the whole night. And then I kept even going.
I knew every single person.
Yeah, even though she's been going to school there for a few months at that point. And then I was like, Dayson, come here. Come here. Right. And then I would tell her, this is Dayson. And then they're like, yeah, we know because they've met her already.
Nervous.
And then my mom said I was pissed when we had to go home because she said you were like, okay, I'm ready to go home. And I was like, what are you talking about, party's just getting started. No, I was like, it's time to take you
she home. Doesn't even go here. I'm no, like, come for on real. please I want to go home.
Oh wait, I'll tell you one thing from Vegas, all of y'all. One of the days we were there, me and Billy were walking back to our room. And there was this family like leaving, they were checking out and they had 2 little girls, right? And they were dressed the same and they had little backpacks on. And they were like, you know, like kids do that shit where they're just like, they're just standing there waiting for their parents. So one of them standing there not doing anything. The other one has like a rolling backpack and she's like spinning it around. You know, when you like go like that and you're like swinging it around your whole body. So it's like going like this. That's what she was doing like the whole time. And then the one that wasn't doing anything, she goes, I can't wait to go home. Right. And then the other one goes, not me. I missed the hotel room already. And she's like swinging the backpack while she's doing that. And then I was like, me and Dayson Core. That's literally the two of us.
Yeah.
Like Dayson being proper and standing there and being patient. And then me like absolutely terrorizing anyone that's near me at that point.
Maybe. Like when we went to New York, we got to guest as two idiot girls on a podcast of two really cool people.
We sure did.
It's a surprise. But they're
you could say that they're very, very good.
Maybe children, if you will.
But
who's
can't
to say?
Tell you. Who's I can't to tell say? You who can't it was. Confirm.
I will say they're literally us in a different font.
That's
true. We were calling them tethers.
They are. We're like variants of each other.
Yeah. It was kind of weird, but it was really funny that we have so many.
Yeah, y'all are going to gag over that episode.
It's like, really funny. It's really funny. I'm super excited for it to come out whenever it does. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, it's funny to see parallels of us in so many different
universes.
Yeah. What could have been.
Yeah, for real. As far as funny Halloween stories, I mean, I've always just loved Halloween so much. Like, I think we both have because our mom loves Halloween. That's like her favorite holiday.
Yeah.
So we love a good costume. We love to commit. I will say consistently throughout my whole life, even through my pick me phases, I always wanted to be something that was cute, but also really unique and fun. Like I was never really a like wear ears and bra and panties kind of girl. Although if that's your journey, I love that for you. I think for me, I just always wanted to be something like stupid or like fun or unique or whatever. But don't get me wrong. When I was in college and it feels like all of October, you're always going to something. There were times when I was just something slutty because that's easier. Like it's just so much easier that way. I remember one year I was Tom Cruise in Risky Business because I had one big white shirt and I got invited to something last minute. I was like, well, I'll just wear this.
When I was in college and we would go to this rugby tournament, that was like a themed night. And it was like a tradition that you would dress up like that. And I remember
like Risky Business specifically.
Yeah, so everyone on the team would do it. And I remember one year I wore like slider type like shorts, like Lulu type shorts under my shirt.
Yeah.
And then the next year I went, I literally just wore underwear.
That's crazy.
Who did I think I was?
Even that night, and that was when I was at my loosest and my most drinking, like I still wore shorts. No, I wore shorts.
That's wild.
And I remember that
too, like we would go to socials, that's what they call parties that you go to after the game.
Yeah,
they were always themed, so it was like it was Halloween all year. I was always that's dressed exhausting. Up as something, but I always like made stuff. Like I'm not fucking buying something for this. It's stupid.
Yeah, in college you get real creative, I feel like, because you're always doing something during the month of October. Yeah, and you have no fucking money.
Yeah,
I remember the year I was Risky Business though. We went to our friend's party. And they had air conditioning. And mind you, I live in Hawaii, so it's ungodly humid all year round. It doesn't matter. Like, it's never cold. So when I was fucking hot. Like, because I was wearing
a long sleeve,
long sleeve shirt. I had socks on. I wore shoes, but like in the house, I took them off, you know, at the door. And my hair was down and it's just fucking hot. And they had air, but it was like really high up. And my friend took a picture of me because I took a chair and I stood on top of it and I was standing in front of the air and I was blocking the fucking vent because I was dying. And it's okay. That was my friend who was throwing the party, so it's fine. It's all right, guys.
She would have done that in someone else's house. She didn't know either. So don't say that like you wouldn't.
I can't be held responsible.
But I feel like one of my favorite costumes I did in high school, I was like obsessed with Jersey Shore. That was like everyone was in high school, but loved it.
When we were in high school, it was like the thing.
You know, it's like we're just now coming back and I'm like, God, I'm 100 years old.
Yeah, for real.
I dressed up as Snooki and I had like, obviously I didn't have my own money because I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
And so my dad took me to Walmart after work. I just can't even imagine being a parent. Like, I think that's crazy. And my dad after work drove me to Walmart and I found a dress for like $6.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those scoop neck kind of tight short black dresses with no sleeves.
Real like Jersey vibes, like Jersey club vibe, you know.
I bought one bronzer. I'd never worn makeup in my life. I found one of those little makeup kits that had like eyeshadow like stamps that you just like kind of like a tattoo and you just like rub it on there. And then I bought fuzzy
press
slippers.
On nails.
I didn't even buy nails because I didn't think of that.
No, you had press on nails in those pictures. Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, I bought fuzzy slippers. And then my mom, because she worked at her job, like she would sometimes go to construction sites. She had like clear like goggles that went on like sunglasses. And I bedazzled them because that was the year she bought those crazy bedazzled sunglasses. And it was one of my best costumes I think I ever.
Yeah, because Dayson did the big poof too.
Yeah. And I woke up at like 3 a.m.
And she had those big like Jersey Shore like press-ons.
Kind of duck nails. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was one of my best costumes. At 16, it was really creative.
That is true.
Because I made almost all of it, and it probably cost me like maybe $20 for everything. Yeah.
A TBT Snooki would be a great costume now.
I've seen people do, I think it was like Mariah on whatever is on Zayn and Heath's podcast. Mm-hmm. She did, I think her and Heath, they did Snooki in the situation, but they both did when they were wearing those neck braces when they got in that
yeah
car accident.
I've seen the neck brace one. That one's funny.
That one's funny. But I think old like Snooki, I think, is always funny. I think
well, Mike wore the neck brace because he rammed his head into a wall. Oh yeah, you're right.
She got in a car accident. But she had the glasses with the chain and the shorts and the crop jacket. It was so funny.
Cunt.
But I think Snooki sells her own costumes on her own website.
That's smart.
Because I honestly considered being her this year, and then I was like, nah, never mind.
Yeah, I think for me, my first year in college, I was the Spring Breakers because that movie had just come out. So, and it's easy because we're in Hawaii, so you just wear, we wore bathing suits, and then we got pink beanies and just cut holes in them because it was too hard to find ski masks, mm-hmm. I think. And I remember one of my friends got too drunk before we left and she forgot to cut holes in her beanie. So she was just a dick in a beanie. Like and it's funny because we clearly are all dressed the same. We're all walking together, right? Like, it's fine. And just because she was wearing it as a hat, everyone was like, well, who's she supposed to be? I'm like, she's one of, forget it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. But it's probably because there was like six of us, which is like, I think there's only four Spring Breakers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that one was cool because it's easy if y'all want to do that. That's a big hit as like a group. If you and your bitches need a group costume, Spring Breakers is fucking easy.
I don't know. I was trying to think. I think my freshman year, because I didn't drink around that time, I don't think I dressed up. I was like a football player or something stupid because I had a 49er jersey.
Oh, yeah. I did Spring Breakers that year. I think my sophomore year, I did...
The Avatar.
That one was funny because it was hard as fuck to do it. And I, for some reason, thought it would be easy. Even though now that I'm in college and I'm older, I want to show way more skin. So I'd have to paint way more of my body. And I did a very poor job of it.
Because we were avatars in high school, too.
Yeah, but it was a big hit. But I remember I wanted, like, I was, like, walking around and I was like, damn, I wish I had some kind of, like, something, like, earthy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I was, like, telling my friend that. And when my friend got fucked up, she like ripped a thing out of the ground and gave it to me. And it was just this big fucking stick. Like, it wasn't a tree or anything like that. It was just like, it was attached to something. And she just went, ah, and ripped it out. And she gave it to me. And I was like, you want me to carry this all night? Like, what am I supposed to do with this crazy thing? So she got really strong when she was drinking. So I don't know how she did that.
Me too. I do that too.
She was really tiny. And then I think my junior year, we were Batman villains. And I was Bane.
Did you talk like him the whole time?
No, I didn't.
The way they make him talk is so silly.
Yeah, it's crazy. And also, I was like, maybe this ties in to Britney's kink with masked men. Because I bought a Bane mask. Like, you can buy that shit on Amazon. And I remember I was balling that year because I was serving. So I had way more money. So I could, like, go and buy, like, an actual, like, actually put my costume together. And obviously, I'm, like, a sexy Bane. And then I just have the mask, right? And I just wore like black and green and shit like that. And I remember I have never been approached more in a Halloween costume. Even when I was like just tits and ass out, like so many men came up to me and told me that they really liked the mask, like combined with
maybe
everything.
They want to fuck Bane.
That's like, girl. I was like, okay. But I think it was the mask. Like, it's just like creepy and weird.
How does he talk? I know it's like kind of like a weenie.
I thought it was like, my name is Bane. It's like that.
Yeah, he goes, when one man's treasure is
that. Okay. And I have never and you know what's even more embarrassing for those men who were being creepy and weird to me that night is that I have never been sweatier. Like, I literally and you know what's so funny is I was so fucked up that night too. And I remember my friends and I got a hotel room, so we were even more fucked up because we were like, oh, we don't have to go back home or figure out how to get home. Dude, halfway through the night, I lost an eyelash and I had no idea, no clue. And I found out because I looked back at my pictures and I was like, like, it was so ugly.
Horrified.
It was horrifying to, like, it was so ugly. Like, even some of the pictures where I was trying to take thirst trap pictures, you know what I mean? And like, I'm missing an entire lash. Like, it's so, and I thought I was eaten it up. I was like, dude, I look good tonight. And I literally, one whole lash gone. That's I didn't even notice. That's how poor my vision is. And that's how drunk I was. But anyways, I'm saying I was sweaty. I was missing a lash. My makeup was smudged because I was sweating so bad. And men were still doing that. So that's okay. When I tell you men are easy, I mean it. And then my senior year, I don't even remember what I was.
My sophomore year, I was Dora. I had always wanted to be Dora the Explorer forever, and I made it. And
oh, I remember that.
I wore a fuck-ass bob.
Wait, I'm literally going to look it up because it's bothering me.
I don't remember what I did my junior year, but I know my senior year, I did Furiosa. I did Furiosa. I made that whole costume. That one came out really cool.
Oh, yeah, that one was cool.
I was Louise Belcher from Bob's Burgers. That, I don't think I've ever gotten that many compliments on a costume.
Oh, Louise.
Because it was, like, at the rise of Bob's Burgers. So everyone was like, oh, my God, I love that show. She's my favorite character.
Yeah, I don't really remember what I was 2017, but I'm sure it was something stupid. Because as I got later in college, I started getting lazier. So.
I know. I can't remember what I did my junior year. It probably wasn't that impressive if I don't remember it.
I feel that. Yeah, same, honestly. If I don't remember, it must not
have been that good.
And I remember my first year dating Billy, we were Dorothy and Scarecrow.
That was the first year?
Yeah, the first year we started doing.
You also did Princess Leia and...
Yeah, Princess Leia and Han Solo. We did that one too. That was the same year. But I liked the Dorothy one more, to be honest. Because I had more... I think I had more time to get ready. But anyways, we love a good Halloween. We love Halloween.
Look out for those costumes, girls. You'll be very excited.
Or maybe you won't, and that's okay too.
If you aren't, I'll be mad at you. Okay, this first one's from Haley. We're going into your guys' stories, okay, guys? Mm-hmm. This first one's from Haley. She said, I agreed to go into a haunted house as a kid only if my mom bought me the unicorn pillow pet. I think I had that one. she ended up buying it, but then my dog humped it, so then we had to throw it away.
So, all for naught. I like that you're smart, though, for being like, okay, I'll go in there in exchange for something. You know what, though? I feel you, because... Even now, it's still pretty bad. I don't like scary things, personally. Like, I'll watch the movies now and stuff and, like, go to horror nights or whatever, like, if it's like, a vibe. But growing up, like, I fucking hated scary things. I didn't like being scared. I didn't like going to Not Scary Farm. I didn't like any of that shit. Did I do it? Yeah. Did I like it? No. And it was very, It was very push and pull because, like, I want to be included, but at the same time, I really hate being scared. But Dayson's never been like that. She's always really liked being scared. Like, she thinks it's fun.
It's funny.
Yeah, like, Not Scary Farm. Like, that was, like, my worst fucking nightmare when I was a kid. And I went, like, 5 times, like, going through middle school and high school. And every time I went, I was terrified every time to the point where I'm not having fun. Like, I'm, like I'll be scared. As long as I'm with someone that can, like, I can stand behind and shit, I feel better. But, like, it's, like, it's fun, but it's not to me. And sure. Dayson was only having fun every time.
Every time.
And also, I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod, but I think it was the first year, or maybe it's one of the, no, yeah, the first year that I was dating Billy, mm-hmm. right? No, mm-hmm. the second year.
It was one of them. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was right when I first started dating Billy.
It might have been the second.
Yeah, I think it was the second. My first year dating Billy, or second year dating Billy. He starts integrating with my family, like, pretty heavily, obviously, early on. And, Dayson has this brilliant idea to take me to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal for my birthday. And for those of you who remember, my birthday's in September. So, like, what the fuck? Like, I never would have guessed that we were doing something scary because it's September. You know what I mean? And so... They're like, oh, we have a surprise for you. I was like, okay, cool. And this is, like, a few days before my birthday because... Obviously, I'm still working at the time, and, like, on my actual birthday, we go to Disneyland. Like, I've just been doing that for years. And I remember when we were driving there, I was thinking, like, oh, maybe it's, like, a party or something. Like, that's what I was thinking. And then we drove so far, like, at the time, because at the time, I wasn't living in LA. And we drove all the way to LA, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's a party. Like, I was literally thinking it was a party. Like, we were at a bowling alley or something like that. Like, that's what I was guessing in my head. And then we start walking through Universal City Walk, and I'm like, where are we going? Because we're walking past all the restaurants. Mm-hmm. I don't think I had ever been to Universal at that point.
I don't remember.
No, I hadn't. I had never been to Universal, mm-hmm. like, up until that point. And then, I don't know if they still do it, but at the time, they would, like, play this, like, eerie music, and then there was the sound of, like, a heartbeat. And it was, like, duh, 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 like that. And then I heard that, And I stopped walking. My whole family's in front of me. And I was like, are you serious? Like, to Billy. Because I'm scared. Like, I don't like being scared. And then Billy goes, I'm sorry. And I was like, what happened? I was like, why would we do this on my birthday?
I'm being completely honest. I genuinely thought we both had fun. There was a specific maze I did want to go in.
There you go.
But we can't talk about which one it is. But
there you go.
That was part of it.
Yeah.
No, but I promise. I genuinely thought you liked going.
Jason, you...
After we talked about it, I understood. And I was like, I think, obviously, I thought when I'm having fun, you're also having fun.
It's okay.
So I
understand there we go. That.
But I genuinely did believe that.
Jason.
And I was excited to go in that
you've
maze.
You've known me longer than anyone else in this
I know,
entire...
and I said I jacked up. I genuinely thought you were having fun. So that was my fault.
I'm saying before we got there, what would make you think that I would want to do that?
Well, and because when I think back to all the times we did go and we did have fun, it was with our cousins.
And I didn't want to go. We just got lucky and ran into them there.
I know.
Like, that's I got I said, forced to go.
That's why I'm saying I did mess up, but I did think you were having fun. So that was my fault.
Anyways, when we go, like, we go inside and I was like, I started crying because I was like annoyed. And I was like, really, it's like they don't know me at all.
I,
like,
I apologize to you. I said, I'm so sorry. I thought you were going to have fun.
This anyway, my point being, we ended up having a good time that night, but like, I was very upset because I hated being scared. Now I don't care as much, like, now that I'm older, but like, especially like then, I don't know. I just like, I hate the feeling. Like, I just didn't like feeling scared. And like, it's just like this, the eerie, like, anticipatory feeling. Like, it doesn't make me have fun. Like, it doesn't feel exciting to me. Now I feel like I see it a lot differently. Now I feel like it's more fun to me. But when I was younger, especially, I really hated it. Like, when I was in middle school and high school. So
there's this guy on TikTok named Fry Boy, and he dresses like, he does like skeleton makeup.
Okay.
And he works at like something like an event like that. I don't know what it's called.
Is it like just in during Halloween?
Yeah. And so I send him to Brittany all the time because I'm like, are you on Fry Boy TikTok? And she goes, absolutely. And anyways, I've just seen girls like going to mazes and like the monster's like has his arm around her, like yelling at her or whatever. And yeah. Brittany's all
stupid.
And I'm like thinking about it. Anyways, all that to say is I did mess up. That was my fault. I promised her I would never lie to you about that. I really thought you would. I messed up.
If I were you, I would lie about that.
I'm not lying. I promise. I don't lie to you.
Either way.
Anyways, I did mess up.
So. And well, either way, all of that to say, I totally get bartering to go into a haunted house because I used to have to do shit like that with my mom. Because I've been a big scaredy cat for a long time. We had a neighbor
in our neighborhood who would do a haunted house through their garage. Remember?
Oh, yeah. At the end of the block? Like, it was like in their whole front yard, driveway, and inside their garage. Like, it was like they'd like tarp the whole thing.
Yeah. So I don't even think it went in the garage. I think you're right. I think it was just on the front lawn.
Yeah, but they made it like a maze.
Yeah, but they would never like oh, come in my house. Like,
yeah,
my,
that's true.
But and everyone would do it in our neighborhood. And so I remember I begged her, please go with me every year, and she would always say no. And then one year she said yes, and it was really fun.
For her.
And it was really fun. Yeah.
For her.
Okay, this next one's from Rocky. They said, one year I was so determined to be a Power Ranger, and so I settled and dressed up as the pink Mystic Force Ranger.
Period.
I was so excited that I didn't take my mask off until my mom noticed that I was slowing down. It turns out I was overheating, and we had to call it a night sooner than we thought. The mask stays on, and temp control is temporary. Swag is forever. I love you.
Honestly, me core.
What do you think their sun sign is? Because this makes so much sense.
A Leo.
Yeah. And the bit's gonna keep going.
I would do that. That's so me core, dude. I did that shit all the time.
Mom would purposely not allow us to do costumes where you had to wear a mask because she knew how hot Drew would get.
And
like both of us, a mask,
but me especially,
or face makeup, like paint. Like, that's why I was never queen of my dogs. My mom was like, you're gonna sweat all of that off.
Well, and then it's just like, as a kid, you like get uncomfortable and then like you don't have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was always really...
Let's pick something that's in the middle.
Yeah, she was always very cognizant of that because she knew like we'd want to be out all night trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. And like when we were kids, we used to go to a Halloween carnival a lot too. But yeah, when we were kids, we used to go to a Halloween carnival all the time after we were trick-or-treating all night. So it's like it takes all night. And my mom was like, let's talk about a costume that you love that's not constricting or uncomfortable or whatever. Like, you could take the pieces off if you need to. But she also knew how committed we were to the bit of, like, being seen as what we wanted to be seen as. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you take a bunch of key pieces of your costume off, like, no one's going to be able to tell who you are. And I cared a lot about that. And so did Dayson. So my mom was like, okay, if you guys care so much about that, then we got to pick costumes that you won't get too hot in, too sweaty in, want to go home, that kind of stuff. So that's really funny.
That is funny. Okay, this next one's from Sarah. They said, last year, my ex broke up with me at my Halloween party. At my Halloween party. Emphasis on that. And then they put in parentheses, not relevant, but she was Harley Quinn and I was Poison Ivy Slay. That's really cute.
That is a very cute WLW costume.
Yeah.
That's very cute. Because that lore, it does exist.
Yeah, in one of the cartoons.
And the video games, too.
And they said, and the year before that, we had to leave the party early that we were at because she broke her ankle. So here's to having a Halloween where I'm single and she won't ruin it. Period.
Period, bitch. Period.
Don't I know it. I think one of the worst fights I've ever gone in on Halloween, I was dressed up as the robot from Squid Game because I had fuck-ass bangs. And it was a god-awful costume, and I hated it, and I didn't want to be that. And I was that, and it was awful fighting dressed as the robot from Squid Game. So at least you were dressed as something hot. Like, I was dressed like a fucking dickhead. It was awful.
There's never any dignity in fighting with a significant other on Halloween.
It's the worst, you guys.
There's never any dignity. It's
the worst day of the year to fight with your significant
other. You forfeit all dignity when you're fighting in your dress as Waldo. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the girl from Squid Game, like, what the frick? It's awful.
It doesn't even matter. It's no matter what you are, like, you look like a fucking fool because you're fighting with your significant other and you're dressed like fucking Remy the Rat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're dressed like, it's
awful.
It's like you're dressed like that and your partner's dressed like Gusto and you guys are fucking fighting. Like,
a costume I always told Drew to do is Prue and Paul Hollywood from the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, and the only reason we haven't done it is because both of us want to be Paul Hollywood and we can't seem to make our minds
up. To be honest, that would be really funny. If you were both Paul Hollywood, because Brittany said that her best friend Taylor, and her husband were both
Lord Farquaad, which was so funny.
That's so funny.
I know, we both want to be
Paul Hollywood. She said they kept posing like the twins from The Shining. That's funny.
Well, I think the only reason why we don't want to do that is because Lord Farquaad is so, so distinctive looking. You know what I'm saying? So it's like clear that you're both, if we're both Paul Hollywood, we just both look like old white men. Like, we're not, it doesn't make any sense. With those, like,
crazy blue contacts on.
Yeah. And I want to be able to go all night.
Like, she said, because they both want to hand out handshakes all night.
Yeah. And I want to get too tan, like just a little too orange in my tan. You know what I mean? I want to wear a royal blue button down and some like acid, like a light weird acid wash jean.
And then a pointy and a boot.
Yeah, and a boot. And I want a salt and pepper short hairstyle. Yeah, no, because we both want to be Paul Hollywood. But see, that's what I'm saying. Paul Hollywood is someone like you need Prue in order for it to make sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Prue needs to be in the equation. When you're like, when you're someone else who's like so distinctive on their, like Snooki, for example, right? Like Snooki, you could be Snooki on her own and you would know it's Snooki. You can't be Sammy Sweetheart on her own.
That's true.
Unless you have a Ronnie. You see what I'm saying? So like, there are some people who are distinctive enough to stand alone and some of them aren't. Paul Hollywood is someone who needs it. It needs a Prue. And I told Billy it would be so funny if he was Prue and I was Paul, but it's because we both love Paul. That's literally why, like, he's our favorite judge.
Just make him be Noel.
And then that's what I'm saying, who's the other person? Like, it's gotta be Sandy. And that's even funnier because if he was Sandy, but then we're like, I don't want to be Noel and Sandy, I want to be Paul and Prue, but we both want to be Paul, so that one's been tabled. We'll figure out. It'd be funny if we were both Paul, but I just know nobody's gonna know who we are. They're just gonna think we're old white guy.
Okay.
Like, that's the only reason we haven't done it.
Okay, this next one's from Elizabeth. She said, in my Christian household, we don't celebrate Halloween, but every year I bugged my parents about going trick-or-treating. Finally, my mom gave in one year, and she took me around the block, and when we were walking up to one of the houses, the driveway's concrete wasn't leveled, and she tripped and slid and scraped up her elbow and knee, and then she told me, that's what we get for celebrating Halloween. I cried, and I never asked her to go again.
That's so sad. The way your mom was like, see, the enemy knows we're out here.
And that's why we don't go.
Well, was it at least fun? That one lap you did, was it at least a good time? Yeah,
your church didn't do like a hallelujah night or whatever they call those things?
Yeah, they call it hallelujah night.
Yeah, but we used to, the story we tell about Drew getting trampled by that lady on the inflatable slide, that was at a hallelujah night.
On Halloween. On literal Halloween.
And it was really fun, and my mom would take us to those. And my favorite, while Drew's doing that on the slide, getting trampled, I am in a cakewalk by myself and I'm having the time of my life.
You just went down the slide.
Oh yeah.
Right before me.
That's true. But and then I told you, I said, see, I didn't want to go on the slide. I wanted to go do the cakewalk, but you wanted to do the slide. So that's what happens.
Let me tell you something. Do any of you know what a cakewalk is? Because sometimes when I feel when I bring up a cakewalk to some people, they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's the time of your life. At my 30th birthday, I want to have a cakewalk.
Listen to me. For those of you who don't know what a cakewalk is, it's literally musical chairs, but there's only one winner, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like they play music and you go like in a circle. And then if you like the music stops and you land on the right tile, you get a cake. I'm not kidding. It's a full cake. Like it's a giant. It's like sometimes it's a sheet cake. Sometimes it's a round cake.
You get to pick.
But people donate cakes to it. Mm-hmm. And then you literally like, I want that cake. And then they wrap it up and they give it to you. I'm not kidding. That's
what
it is.
They've got pies. They've got a bunch of stuff in there.
And like
it was always me. I'm like 6 years old and everyone in there's over the age of 50.
Yeah. I'm not.
And I'm like, dang it.
I'm dead serious. I'm not kidding. And you have to like buy tickets in order to do it. And she would beg my mom, like, please, please, I just want to do the cakewalk. Dacen doesn't even like cake that much. Like, no. It was just like, and she, again, she hates competing. She hates being looked at. Like, she hates games. Like, she hated that. Like, she, real musical chairs, she would never play that. No. Ever.
Ever.
She's like, too much looking at me.
Too much attention.
Too much competition. Right? I can't do it. Dude, a cakewalk? That bitch was like, please, please. And then she would use every ticket on that thing. Every ticket. Like, she wouldn't play a game. No. She wouldn't go on a slide. She's making fun of me being on the fucking slide. And that's, like, normal. Like, wanting to go on the fucking slide. Maybe not, because... Well, no, yeah, kids like to go on the inflatable slides. It's like at the pumpkin patch. It's like the same shit.
Dude, fun.
The pumpkin patch? Now that's a ton.
That's fun.
One time, Dacen got in trouble and she couldn't go to the pumpkin patch. Like that was her, like my mom was like, well, now you're not going to go to the pumpkin patch with us.
I was devastated. Man.
And Dacen was so sad. And like my mom never stuck to her like consequences, but this is one of the few times she did because it was just like, you know, like final straw kind of thing. And my mom was like, you think I'm going to change my mind? I'm not. And she took me and my friend to the pumpkin patch. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we went, my mom was like talking to the workers so much in order to distract them so that we could keep going on the slides and stuff. So we got to go on all the little slides and everything for like 2 tickets. And we had like a fucking blast. Like I came home and my hair was matted to my forehead because I was so sweaty. Playing my ass off, going on everything. And then Dacen was like, I don't want to hear about it. When we were like, it was so fun, we got to go on so many things. And it wasn't like to be a dick, like we were just excited. And she was like, I don't want to hear about it.
I was upset.
I know. I'm about to say it. I don't care that you broke your arm.
I don't care that something good happened to you. It should have happened to me instead, is what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Anyways, Dacen loves a fucking cakewalk, dude. And every year she did it.
If you are hosting one, please invite me. I will come. And I will be
everyone. Literally everyone's going to be like, what the fuck is a cakewalk?
There's no way.
I've brought that up to so many people and nobody knows what I'm talking about.
I feel
about.
Like that's white people culture. It has to be.
White people in Dacen culture, I guess.
It's white people culture and I partake in it because it's fun.
It's old people shit.
Maybe it's that
old people. I'll bring my own
sheet cakes. Please invite me to the cakewalk.
Like you could like donate cakes and like go, like our elementary school used to have like an end of the year carnival like at the end of the year every year.
And you know what they had?
A cakewalk every time.
And I was in line,
and she was always. And I think Dacen won maybe twice, but every other year she never won.
And when I did win, I'd get mad that everyone would look at me, but I wanted to go get my cake.
No, she would win and she'd be so like overwhelmed by the attention that she would she would run to go get my mom, and then she would wait by my dad and my mom would go pick out the cake. like what the fuck, dude? What?
Like, it's like exposure therapy making me walk in that by myself. Because I would be like, mommy, please come with me. And she's like, you're 6. Go do the cakewalk.
No, my mom was like, I'll be right here.
Yeah,
like,
but she was saying, you're old enough to walk in. I'll watch you from here.
Yeah.
Because I remember my cousins would walk me through it. And I'd be like hoping I'd win.
Eyes wide. No talking.
I'm dressed as a cat. I'm like, gosh, I hope I win one. I hope I win one. And then I would. And I would get mad and I would cry.
She literally was like so overwhelmed by the attention of winning. And then she'd be like... And then she would go and get my mom. And then my dad would like stand and hold her hand and she'd be hiding behind him. And my mom would go, she would be like, this one. Okay, no, not that one. This one. And then she'd be like, and then I'd walk to Drew and be like, look what I won.
Yeah. And
or I would tap her and be like, oh, I remember one of the Hallelujah nights. Wait, no, this was the one I got crushed on the slide. I remember we won.
Donnie was like, I think like maybe 5 months old. Donnie was a baby.
Yeah, if that. Yeah. But I remember we won goldfish, right? Like it's like a carnival, right? So we like did ring toss, whatever. And I won goldfish, like two of them. And I was like, oh my God. Like I was like, so like, I have a new pet. Like I was like, oh, I have a pet. Oh my God, that's crazy. And so like, you know, the way that they house them is bad. And so like a lot of times they die. And I remember both of them died. Like, I don't know how, but I'm assuming it's just poor the way that they put them in these little bowls and shit.
Well, maybe it's like the shock from the water.
Yeah, it's just like horrible. Like the way it's like animal cruelty for sure. But I was a child and I was so excited to have a pet. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then they both died. And I remember I didn't know that. And we were in the car. And then I was like telling my dad, I'm like, do they like to sleep a lot? And then my dad goes, the fish? And I go, yeah, because look, I feel like they're both like sleeping. Like maybe it's just like bedtime for them, because I didn't know. And then my dad was like, oh. And he was looking at me. He goes, yeah, I think they're just sleeping. They're both upside down, belly up, like they're gone. And my dad's like, yeah, I think they're both sleeping. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I was just like, well, can you hold them and be careful because they're sleeping. That's what I was telling people. Then I got crushed on the slide. Horrible night. Horrible night. I got two dead fish and I got crushed on the slide, right? And then I remember I'm so fucked up right about it. And then I remember one of our,
you're like in a cartoon, like you had like a cast on and like a black
eye. I have like a neck brace on.
You're missing two teeth, yeah.
And I'm like, I literally was like, well,
one crutch,
yeah. And yeah, I was like, at least I have my fish. Like I remember telling my dad was holding me the rest of the night because I was so traumatized. And then I was like, at least I got the fish, you know, and they're sleeping. But in the morning, and my dad's like, yeah. And then my dad was like, fuck, like, what am I going to do? And I remember one of our cousins, it was Jake. Mm-hmm. Remember him? I was like, he gave me his fish because he won one, but he won a betta fish. Like that was mm-hmm. like a higher price and it was alive. And he's like, oh, here. Like I remember he gave that to me. And I was like, oh, but I already have two. And then he was like, well, I'll take the two sleeping ones and then you can have mine. Cause he was like a teenager. I was like, okay. And I remember I had it and then I was scared of it because it was just spooky to look at. Mm-hmm. And I ended up giving it to someone else later, but it was really nice cause he gave it to me because I had a rough night, got crushed on the slide by an adult. Not a good time. And so he like traded me for my sleeping fish. Cause I had goldfish and they die.
Yeah.
They die really easily. So anyways, rough night, but grateful for family and friends that are very nice. And Dayson's grateful for a cakewalk.
Every single time. This next one's from Alex. She said, I was Hannah Montana for like 4 years in a row when period. I was little. All I have to say is that blonde Party City wig was so raggedy by
the she just kept reusing the wig?
She's like, damn. It's fine. I'll just keep wearing the same one.
Dude, Hannah Montana, but like season one Hannah Montana, that costume would eat. That would eat now. Someone should do it.
I've seen people do it and it looks so good.
Or do the one where she's like, remember I said I wanted to do the one where she's like, go Hannah, go Hannah. And she's doing that dancing. Have you seen that one?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember what she's wearing. I'm thinking
that was like later season. So she has like the green. Remember she wears like the one glove, the one hot pink glove. And then her Hannah wig's different now. It's like shorter.
And then is she wearing that black dress with the purple or
pink? No. She has a green zebra shirt on and like white pants and yellow combat boots.
I know exactly.
And she has one glove on. I remember it.
Yes.
I wanted to do that and just do that dance. And like, that's like a costume I would just like make content out
of. I've seen people do Hannah Montana and Lily and I think that's so cute every single time.
Season one Hannah Montana, that kind of costume would eat this year. Someone should do it. Take my idea. You're welcome, TM.
And I would like credit in the caption.
Yeah, Hannah Montana is a good one, honestly. But being her 4 years in a row, that's Dayson core.
I was a witch.
Dayson's a witch. The first 7 years of her life,
which she was a witch. I think is the first telltale sign of a gay.
I agree.
Witches are gay.
Yeah. Absolutely. They all are. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kid wants to be a witch? Something to take note of.
Speaking of what podcast we may or may not have been on, remember
with the Children That Are Good?
Yeah, with Children That Are Good. The clip from their Halloween episode when they're talking about Halloween Town is so funny. So funny.
Marnie, gay.
Yeah.
The little sister, gay. The brother, gay.
Mom gay. Gay. Grandma, gay.
They're all, that skeleton, he was
no,
gay.
No, wait, no. What was the name of the guy? The evil, the president.
Calabar.
Of the Calabar. Gay. He's like, Calabar, gay.
If you like the movie Halloween Town, you're gay.
He's like, that is the gayest Disney Channel movie literally ever.
Because even that skeleton, the taxi driver, he was gay. They make me laugh so much, dude.
Yeah, that was Jason's favorite Halloween movie, and she is gay. So
it sometimes, tracks. Sometimes I am, not all the time.
So it tracks.
You guys, speaking of Vegas, every time we go and I'm around that many men, I'm gay. Like, I just can't do it. When we were leaving, this guy
it's was... It's not even that many men.
No, but when we were... No.
It's like Billy's brother his two friends.
Oh, I'm not even talking about the people we were with. Oh. I'm talking about everyone in the club.
Oh, the club.
I was watching all of those men, and I'm like, God, I can't.
No, yeah, that's... Yeah, when you see men in the wild like that, it is something else.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
It is something else.
Dude, this is so funny. Okay. So this is from Lindsay. She said she was partying in Eugene. So I'm assuming Eugene, Oregon. That's the only one I know.
Okay, period.
So she said, I was partying in Eugene for Halloween. I forgot my costume, a classic slutty nurse. So I had to improvise. We were walking downtown. I think when I lived there, I think I went downtown like twice. Because that area, I did not know and I was scared of it.
Yeah.
So she said, we were walking downtown and this hot guy started asking me questions. I had to reply and shoot my shot. In my defense, I was buzzed and I thought that he was in costume. So when the hot police officer asked me what I was for Halloween, I opened my trench coat and yelled, a flasher, baby. He then arrested me and made me sit on the cold curb and lectured me that I wouldn't be so cold if I was wearing clothes. Oh, and my friends ditched me and went to the Horse Head without me.
So it was an actual cop that was questioning you? Why was he questioning you?
He just came up to her and was like, because she was probably being drunk. Because in Eugene, it doesn't sound like she was underage. It sounds like she was at the bars.
Yeah.
But in Eugene, like, so you know, like, if you walk around in California, like, I can't walk around with an open beer. That's an open container.
Yeah.
If you're drunk in public, they consider your body a container.
That's such bullshit.
So then that's why when there's...
If you're not bothering anyone, what do you fucking care?
So if there's underage students and they're drunk, but you don't see them drinking and they're walking home.
Yeah.
And they're under 21, they can arrest you.
What the fuck?
At least that's how it was when I went there. I don't know if the laws are different, but that's what I'm saying. So he probably saw her drunk and they would ask... Or probably you're like... Maybe she was being messy or she was being too much. I don't know.
Or she was just walking around.
I know. And they're picking on women.
Yeah.
I don't know.
On Halloween.
She's like, woo! He goes... And you're arrested. That's crazy.
And she's like, a flasher, baby. And then he's like, you're under arrest. That would humble me so quickly.
That's crazy.
And then you just sat on the curb in your chonies, like,
yeah. And she goes, it's cold. He goes, well, maybe if you were wearing clothes.
So he's gonna slut shame you too. See, that's the shit that pisses me the fuck off.
What do you
think
her sun sign is? It's chaos. What do you think?
A Gemini.
No.
No, an Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sun and moon.
Wait, so the Aries sun?
Yeah, and moon and Virgo rising.
What the fuck?
It doesn't sound like a Virgo. You forgot your costume.
Wait, so we're... Yeah, no shit, for real. Wait, so you were a flasher for Halloween? That's funny.
Yeah.
When you're a woman, it's funny. When you're a man, it's disgusting. As I believe most things are, personally.
Anyways.
Have
you ever been flashed? When did we talk about flashing? I feel like on Patreon.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. We don't need to get into all that, but no, the story is pretty wild, Lindsay. I hope.
But I'm assuming you were in bra and panties, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I said. Cops aren't allowed to look at chonies and bras?
Well, why the fuck are you questioning me? Like, get out of my face. It's Halloween. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, when we were Batman villains one year, my whole group, right? Two of the girls in my group were Jokers, which was so funny because it's like, why? But, like, they just both, like, refused to get a different one, even though we all called them pretty early. So, like, wait, no, that's not true. they were gonna be Jokers, and then one of my friends, like, she convinced the other one to be something Riddler, else. Right? Yeah, to be something else, and she's like, we could find another villain, and we're like, okay, no, I had two Harley Quinns, but neither of them cared because one of them was like the Suicide Squad version, and one was the cartoon version.
Okay,
so like where she's like the black and red, and the Jester hat. Yeah. So like different vibes, but like my one friend was like, who decided to not be the Joker, she was like, yeah, I just got this one. I'm like the question guy. She kept calling herself the question guy. And I'm like, and then at one point I'm like, why the fuck do you keep saying that? Like, what do you mean the question guy? She goes, I don't know. There's a bunch of question marks on it. And I'm like, you mean the Riddler? And she goes, I don't know what that means. And I was like, that's the name of the villain that you are.
That's funny.
And she was like, oh, okay. And then she got so fucked up that night. She just kept telling people she was the question guy. And I was like, well, she's not wrong. He does ask a lot of questions. So I guess you're not wrong, but... She just kept describing it to me that way. And I was like, who the hell is that? And I was like, are you not dressing up with us? She's like, no, I am. I'm the question guy. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Please stop.
Like, stop telling me that. Dude, that's so funny. Well, maybe if you had your clothes on and you're like, okay, well, now you're...
Don't kick me while I'm already down.
Yeah, you're okay, smart ass.
Wise, you get arrested. Wise ass.
Wise guy.
Get a load of this guy.
Y'all, we talked about that in Vegas. We were like, what's your favorite white person saying?
Yeah.
Mine's this one. Newsflash, buddy.
That's a good one.
It's my favorite one. What's yours?
Oh, that's rich. That's my favorite one.
That's rich. We got to say it like that. Oh, hold your horses, pal. That's a good one. Comment down below what your favorite white person saying is.
Literally, someone said that's rich to my face when at my old job. That's how I heard that phrase.
Because I've never heard that before.
Well, yeah, not in 100 years, and like in real life, I heard it in movies.
That's so funny because a lot of when I was on Zach's Sang, I remember at one point I was like, which is so rich because like, and I said something, and then I remember after the show, Dan told me he was like, I don't think I've ever heard someone use that like in regular.
So I'm saying, I've seen it in like old timey cartoons or whatever. But I had a guy at work as a constituent. I was explaining to him the Freeway project that we were doing outreach on.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that's rich. And I was like, sir, look at me. I don't make decisions on this project. For real. I'm like, here to report the news.
Sir, I'm on your porch on a Tuesday afternoon in a too small blue polo. Like, what do you want from me? You know what I mean?
I'm doing my best.
I'm here to collect a check and that's it.
So. And on that note, we'll end this episode.
There you go.
That feels good. That's rich, really, if you think
about it. That's rich.
If you enjoy this episode, you can stream other ones. Everywhere you can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yeesh.
One quick of another plug for our Patreon. You should join it. It's really fun. It's always in the description box below. Patreon.com/2idiotgirls.
And we have lots of fun, silly things on there that you cannot find anywhere else. So if you can and you would like to...
I'd say join it.
See more zoomies and more sillies, then you should join our Patreon.
It's literally a place for extra zoomies that do not happen on here. Something to consider.
There you go. I don't know.
But what else was I going to say? We're going to be filming a part two of this episode because the next episode that will come out on Halloween.
Yeesh.
And hopefully we'll have tons of silly stories for you by then.
Yeesh.
So if you do want to submit more, you can find them in our highlights, story highlights on our Instagram.
Yes.
But other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.